Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this podcast is the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, and we're talking today, it's a teaching edition, about why strategies fail. Hey, you better listen to this, because you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you're constantly putting a plan together to achieve something. And I'm going to tell you why these strategies, why these plans that you put together, why they don't work. You know, you have this idea, and why can't you get it to the end? You want to grow your company, so you have all these initiatives. Why are they not working? I'm going to tell you why they don't work. This may be a shorter podcast today, but because there's only 3 points, but I'm going to tell you why. First thing is, your idea is bad from the beginning. I hear people go, well, I'm working 100 hours a week. Well, that's great. Great. But if the finish line is in the different direction, then you're running. You can run as fast as you want. Doesn't mean you're ever going to hit it. So the reason why your plan may be failing, your strategy may be failing, is because your idea, the very core of what it is you're trying to achieve, is bad. It's just not a good idea to start with. Or you're not the person who can do it. Oh, Sean, that stung a little bit. Yeah, you. So you have an idea. Sometimes the idea is bad. Sometimes the idea is bad. Sometimes the person with the idea is bad. So I'm sharing with you the 3 to 4 things that I have found. The idea is bad. The leader is bad. We all have limitations. And so if you're a 5 right now, 5 out of 10, guess what? You have the ability to maybe take a 5 idea. That's an average project, an average initiative, and get it to the goal line. But if you have a level 10, it involves all these different pieces, and you're not there yet. You need to back off. You need to find a strategy and or a plan and or initiative that fits where you're currently at. What I could achieve at 22 is not what I can achieve at 42. Why? I've grown. My skill set has grown. My talent level has grown. My resources have grown. All right, so why do plans, why do strategies, why do they fail? Well, the idea, sometimes you didn't vet it, and it's just not a good idea. And again, you can run endlessly, and you can run hard as you want towards a bad idea, but it's still a bad idea. Number 2 is, you're limited. You as the person, your leadership is limited, your talent is limited, your resources are limited. But because of that very thing, this idea is beyond your level, your capacity right now. Okay? So you might need to taper it back a little bit or break it into chunks. Next, the team that you have doing it. Okay? The team you have doing it is just not very good. I like what Jack Welch says. The best team wins. So your company has this big initiative, this plan, this strategy, this growth they want to do, and you got the strategy, and you believe you're the one, you know, that can bring it to reality, and so you get your team that's helping you do it, but the team's not talented enough, not enough talent. I see this all the time with small businesses, why they can't grow. They don't grow because they don't have enough talent in the building to do it. You don't have enough talent in the critical areas of this strategy and or this plan to make it happen. And that, you know, I don't care how good the strategy is. I don't care how good the idea is. I don't care how excited you are about this. The best team wins. You know what I've learned? A big goal with a bad team is a nightmare. Okay? All right. Finally, why do plans fail? Because it was a bad strategy to start with. It was a bad strategy to start with. You know, I look back, this is a long time ago, but how our first Iraq war, We absolutely lit them up like the 4th of July, night after night. Then we never entered Baghdad, and we went home. We humiliated them, clearly showed that they needed to stop, got them out of Kuwait. That was the goal. They were going to take over the Kuwaiti oil fields. We achieved our objective. Well, why the second time did it not work? I think the strategy was bad. Strategy was way too exhaustive. It was way too exhausted. It was based on a failed premise from the beginning. Remember, weapons of mass destruction, but they never showed up. My point is that you can have a bad strategy. The very plan itself is not good. See, this is where I'm comparing the two wars. You can have great generals the second time around. You had great generals. I mean, David Petraeus. You had great people. You had a bad strategy. The plan from the beginning was failed. I think it was never achievable. It could never be measured. And what does that cause? 18 years of hanging out in the same country. The Afghanistan one, again, another situation of that nature. Sometimes the strategy is it's too endless. There's no definition of a finish line. Man, you want to wear out your staff, have a goal that doesn't have a finish line, that you don't know when it's been achieved. Again, so your strategy should be measurable. So why do plans fail? Why do they fail? Typically, the genesis of the idea is bad to start with. It's not been vetted. You haven't collaborated with anybody on it. You haven't put it up for criticism. Number two is you're not there yet as a leader. You're not there yet as an individual. Your skill set is too limited right now. Your resources are too limited right now. Your understanding is too limited right now. You need to taper back a plan that stretches you. I love being stretched. But again, what I could do at 42 is different than what I had the capability to do at 22, but I achieved some great things at 22 and I just kept progressing. Next is, if you're having trouble and the plan's not happening, it's probably because you have a bad team. A bad team. All right? Next, okay, finally, the strategy may be bad. Strategy has just failed from the beginning. It's not measurable. It's just not working. It's flat out not working. That's why in any plan that I do, I want to have, like, if it's a 1 year objective, I have quarterly reviews. Why? Because if after quarter one, we are not even getting any of the measurables we want, we might have to adjust that strategy. Sometimes the strategy is bad and you got to change the plan. You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. All right, this was Sean Castorina. What I was talking about today is why plans fail. I shared with you the four things that I found on why they fail. I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I also want to encourage you, if you are a small business and you struggle with your marketing, I want to be straight up. I am an owner of this company. I was a 50-50 founder, and I started the company because as a business owner, I did not understand digital marketing. And so I started a company after someone had helped me with mine. We partnered, you know, I always partner. I partnered with the person who helped my company for 3 years, and we launched Gig Strategic, GIGstrategic.com. If you need help with your marketing, I encourage you to go online and reach out to us. James is a CEO. He's unbelievable. But I personally guarantee that when it comes to growing your small business with marketing, Gig Strategic is fantastic.